This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, July 18th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Four major farm groups sent a letter to the Treasury Department and the Office of Management and Budget encouraging new 45Z rules to be inclusive for more farmers and for flexibility in sustainable agriculture practices. Ann Steckel with the National Farmers Union hopes the letter bears weight with the Biden administration.
In the letter, we talk about how we don't want climate smart practices to be complex. We want to ensure that there's as much ability to have different verification methods possible. We don't want additional onerous things put on our farmers. We want to make this as user-friendly as possible. And we want to make sure that that provides a pathway for domestic agriculture to participate.
Steckel says the 40B rules were too restrictive and limited the overall success of the program.
There's a real opportunity for 45Z for agriculture. First off, we don't want any of those climate smart agricultural practices to have to be bundled. We want to allow as much flexibility as possible. We certainly know that biofuels are a low carbon fuel, and we want to ensure that we're the great agricultural practices that we're doing, our farming practices, are taken into account in showing that we are reducing the greenhouse gas emission.
Steckel says mandatory bundling of practices is unfair to farmers in certain geographies and would limit overall success of the program.
We feel like the more options there are out there, the more farmers you're going to have to participate, which I think is the goal of the administration's program, to have as many farmers participate to receive as much greenhouse gas emissions reductions as possible.
The groups point out that there's no requirement that feedstocks be produced domestically, which means foreign producers could take advantage of the clean fuel production credits. The National Corn Growers, American Soybean Association, American Farm Bureau, and the National Farmers Union offered the letter to the Biden administration agencies. Well, on the sidelines of speeches inside the forum of the Republican National Convention, members of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers have made their case for policy to improve the industry's economic future. AEM Skip Eidenberg says trade is critical to the domestic equipment manufacturing industry.
We can make the most sophisticated, advanced, highest quality tractors and combines and excavators and haulers and loaders and you name it here in the United States. But we get to a point where we can't sell anymore here because the market is, well, it's tapped out. There's only so many customers in the United States.
Eidenberg says the U.S. must deal with China's unfair trade practices.
Both President Biden and former President Trump have made it a point to try to address our current relationship with China and to try to level that playing field to make sure that the Chinese play by the same rules. Tariffs is an awfully blunt weapon to do that. We've been very vocal about that ever since those first tariffs came into place, that ultimately the customer pays the tariffs. The equipment manufacturer pays them, and then they pass that along down to the customer. And same for any industry that's paying tariffs, by the way, not unique to us.
Eidenberg says labor is an even bigger issue that must be addressed by Congress and the White House.
85,000 jobs we could create tomorrow. 85,000 jobs just our industry alone could create tomorrow if we had enough labor available to us, Jeff. So we could talk about trade agreements. We can talk about investments in infrastructure. We can talk about a competitive tax code. We can talk about the need for a farm bill. All of that is important. But if we don't have workers to build the equipment, none of that matters.
Donald Trump to offer his acceptance speech tonight at the Republican National Convention. Follow AgriPulse.com for further coverage of the RNC from Milwaukee. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn how bipartisan support for sugar in the Farm Bill benefits every American at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.